We're talking today with Troy Hadrick from South Dakota and at the Cattle Industry Convention here in Denver. Troy, you've had a chance to actually speak with some groups here at this meeting in Denver already about social media and how agriculture can get involved. And we were talking about your incident pouring the wine out on YouTube and how that kind of went viral. And you told me it was a year ago this week.
Yeah, it was. It was on February 3rd last year that I happened to be sitting at my computer and saw this little blip come across saying that Yellowtail Wines, based in Australia, was going to be donating $100,000 to the wealthiest animal rights group on the planet, which is the Humane Society of the United States. And as a fifth-generation American rancher, it really bothered me. And so I went out and told my story and encouraged others to do the same. And luckily, the way it turned out, we had a lot of people all saying that same message, and we had a big impact, and Yellowtail decided to end that program.
I guess what? There's got to be a few views on that YouTube of that day, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing. It continues to get views. It's well over 23,000 views it's had. And, you know, every once in a while there's still people commenting on there and stuff. And what's really interesting is that if you get on YouTube and search Yellowtail Wine, it actually comes to the top because it's had so many views. It goes above and beyond what the stuff they've put on themselves. And so, you know, it kind of stays up there as a reminder for them, I guess, as well, you know, why it's important to look into who you donate your money to and make sure that you're working with groups that are honest and reputable.
You had already made a decision before then to be an advocate via social media for agriculture. Tell me a little bit about how things have gone since that time. What are some ways that you maybe have tried to shape some conversation on behalf of farmers, ranchers?
Well, I think one thing, you know, one of the big lessons we learned from the whole Yellowtail incident was the fact that social media is a fantastic way for us to tell our story online, and none of us ever have to leave home to do it. And so, you know, we've been figuring out that people want to talk to real farmers and ranchers. They want to know the real story. They want to know what you do on your place and why. And because social media is so readily available to most people, it's a fantastic way for us to still get the chores done at home and yet still tell our story to people wherever they may live about where their food comes from.
When we think about some of the various ways you can do that, I know that you've done a couple of things that are maybe kind of your principal things that you're actually trying to accomplish. One of them is your blog, and you spend a bit of time on Twitter as well, it seems.
Yeah, you know, the blog, I think, you know, I started that was probably my first endeavor into social media, and, you know, that was almost 3 years ago now, and I just wanted to use that as a way to help tell my story. And then when other things started coming along and becoming more popular, such as Facebook and Twitter, it was a great way there to say, here's what I'm talking about on my blog, and put up a link and say, go check it out. And so, you know, Twitter continues to grow. Facebook is the 800-pound gorilla in social media. And, you know, I get people ask me a lot, you know, which one's the best? Where should I be? And, you know, I wouldn't say any of them are the best. You know, pick something that fits what you want to do and work with that. And then if you want to grow from there, that's fine. If you want to stick with what you got, that's fine too. But I think the important thing that we need to remember is that we all need to be doing something. Whether it's in person, whether it's through social media, we all have to be doing something to tell our story.
Going back to the wine incident with the HSUS folks, this is when you talk about 800-pound gorillas, they truly are when it comes to trying to basically disassemble modern agriculture, as we know, a livestock agriculture for sure. That hits pretty close to home to producers like yourself, right?
It absolutely does. I mean, you know, they can say what they want, but their actions speak volumes. And basically what that is telling me and telling a lot of other folks is that they want to see animal agriculture eliminated in this country. And so we need to make sure that we're out there talking to consumers and explaining to them why it's important. And, you know, 99% of consumers realize that we're important in this process. They realize that animal agriculture is important. I think they just need a little reassurance. They want to meet a farmer, meet a real rancher, and they want to know that we care. They want to know that there's real people out there doing a good job. And when that happens, they're fine with it. And they're not going to believe some of these lobbyist groups, you know, that are based in big cities that, you know, have never even been on a farm before. So we've got a lot of credibility. We've got a lot of influence. We just have to go out and use it.
Of course, you've also got media types, stars like Oprah, who's obviously on a big vegan bent right now, and seems like she's wanting to possibly get rid of animal agriculture all by herself.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's surprise to anybody that Oprah's not a big friend to agriculture. She's never been that way and continues to stay down that same path. And so, you know, for her to be on there yesterday and highlighting people like Michael Pollan, who are, you know, encouraging us to go back to farming methods that were used several decades ago, where we had, you know, fully a third of the planet starving to death, and advocating that as a way to move agriculture forward is just ridiculous. And she's biting into that and helping spread that story too. And so, you know, it'll be interesting. I didn't hear anything about them throwing any of the leather office furniture out the window at Oprah's house or, you know, at her studio. And so for, it's kind of, I think for me, it's probably selective veganism. And it's one of those things they're just trying to be trendy and don't understand even what they're doing at all.
Let's talk about where we may be going with social media and agriculture. What are some things that you see that may be ahead of us that we need to be starting to think about how we can use it better, maybe how farmers, ranchers need to be approaching it? What's out there that you're kind of talking about with some of these producer groups?
You know, I think the main thing we're trying to drive home is we need to realize that consumers are really interested in having a dialogue now. They don't want to read a 50-page scientific report. They don't want to hear the prepared talking points from the industry. They want to visit with real farmers, real ranchers. And they want to hear their story, and they want it to be a two-way street. They want that dialogue, that conversation, and that's where we've got to come in. The individual farmers, ranchers, selves have to absolutely be doing that. You know, I've been telling people, just like getting up and feeding the cattle in the morning, somewhere during your day on your chore list needs to be something about telling your story too. And you know, when you get in that mindset and you see why it's important, it doesn't seem like work anymore. It just feels like an extension of the job we already have. And you know, honestly, when I look at it, I look at my kids and say, if I want my kids to be the sixth generation in my family to be an American rancher, then this is something I have to do as well. And so that's what personally drives me, and all of the great experiences we've had telling our story to consumers. And I think, you know, when you get into that, you find out how fun it is and how rewarding it is, and it becomes real easy.
Troy Hadrick, an advocate for U.S. agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.